Good morning. My name is Erica Buller, and I might look like some other women that you know who attend this church, one of whom is my sister, married to Eric Ortman. Krista Ortman is my older sister. I am, for the record, 5 inches shorter. Right now I'm wearing heels. So, you know, being the younger sister and always 5 inches in the shadow, right? Yeah, well, here we are. I am very grateful to be here with you today. I spent yesterday with some of your women who are here today. Hi, guys. Hey, ladies. We had so much fun together, and I am so, so delighted for that time. Thank you for the space to learn and grow together and to share brave and courageous stories. And for all you ladies who didn't come, looking at y'all, it's a lot of fun. Next year, mark your calendars, right? Mm-hmm. Great. Is that enough by introduction? Sure. Okay. Here it comes. In the summer of 2000, the Sydney Olympics, Laura Wilkinson of the United States won the gold medal in the women's 10-meter platform diving event. She was the first American to claim gold in this event since 1964. Kind of a big deal. On completing her very last dive, she had been declared the gold winner. The television crew went up for that interview saying, "You've just won the gold medal for the Americans. How do you feel?" And Laura Wilkinson looked at the interviewing with sparkling eyes, and she said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Wow. I remember watching this moment with the appropriate amount of Olympic awe, right? This kind of star-struck at what these incredible athletes can do with such dedication and practice to overcome such incredible odds. In Laura Wilkinson's case, she even overcame a broken foot in order to win that incredible goal. Wilkinson is often known to recite this verse from Philippians 4 before every dive. It became part of her ritual that she would attribute to giving her strength and helping her to achieve her goals. So, today, we are continuing our series of favorite Bible verses with this one from Philippians 4. Now, I'm voice number which one? Six? Three. So you have 4 more weeks. Ooh. This will work better if we can talk, just so you know. Philippians 4, this verse, it's a favorite of many, and of many athletes. And I, for one, have seen this on more than one faith-based athletic t-shirt, this verse that says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And that has always given me a little bit of a pause. Stay with me, because surely this isn't what the Apostle Paul had in mind to pen the religious catchphrase for athletes chasing goals in limitations within their bodies and within their sport. Paul had a very different context of his struggle in mind. This verse came from an experience of Paul of great struggle, of great persecution. However, let's think about this. The application, I think, of this verse for Paul and for Laura and for many others as a way to speak a balm to our very weary souls. I think this verse can work on us and work in us in a very similar way. Let me explain. Paul's letter to the Philippians is one filled with an odd tone of hope. It's clear that from the letter that Paul really likes these people that he's writing to. He's thankful for them. He's thankful for the ministry that they've shared together, that he shares with many women whom he names. Did you get that? Are you with me, ladies? Mm-hmm. Pay attention when they get named. And he's so thankful for the ministry they've shared together. Their relationship that Paul has had with this church has given him hope and he rejoices in the partnership that he has found with them in the gospel. He urges them to rejoice always and again, to choose joy. Throughout this letter, Paul just, he is gushing, right? The letter reads unlike any of Paul's other letters. Here's, it's positive, it's affirming, it's uplifting, and it's weird in some ways because Paul is writing this letter to them from a Roman jail where he is imprisoned for preaching the gospel. This is Paul's last stop. From here he will die as a martyr to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in his very last letters, Paul writes about hope. He's reflective, having lived the life that he has lived and putting all his energy into this new world that God is making in light of what Christ has done in this world. Paul is satisfied with his life, with his legacy, with the work and how they have worked together with so many wonderful people in the developing church to do that. Paul did not get this far in his ministry on his own, and he is thankful for the church in Philippi for carrying him in prayer, in partnership, and in generosity besides. He says, whether at this point, if I live or whether I die, in Christ I have enough. In Christ, can face anything in front of me, because in Christ I have already done impossible things. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Wow. What a legacy of faithful dependence through hardship and incredible trial, facing down death and his very own end. Paul is still readily relying on Christ for everything that he might need. This is not the same kind of setting as an Olympic diving board, right? However, have you ever seen how high a 10-meter platform diving board really is? Have you seen this event before? Holy crow. Okay. Have you ever watched these athletes hurl their bodies off these incredibly impressive heights to twist and turn and somersault and invert and pike position and all of these things to land in a pool with the smallest of splash? I hold my breath every time I watch something like this because I think, I could never do that, right? And every time Laura Wilkinson would step onto that impossible height, she would say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And then the acrobatic, impossibly seeming risk she would take, which followed, is beautiful and dangerous. And I can never do such a thing. Just the same as I could never imagine myself writing from a jail cell where I knew I was going to die, saying something like, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Because in my broken down struggle through my daily life, I struggle sometimes to even just say, I can do things. Not all things. And certainly not all the things, not until I've had a nap. Thank you very much. Right? Several cups of coffee in my house, yeah. I cannot do all the things. I can do some things, maybe one of the things. My list is pretty super long and kind of overwhelming. Anybody else? Yeah? Okay. Here's what I remember during those times. That Laura, the super amazing Olympic diver, does not stand on that crazy high platform alone. Paul, the apostle to the Philippians, writes the letter because he knows he does not face this next thing alone. They know that they have been there, and they are there standing in the place of great hopefulness because of the love and hope and partnership of countless women and men in their ministry, also coaches and teammates, folks who have cheered them on, who have shaped them into being friends and parents, mentors, teammates, and in Laura's case, the love of an entire nation that's behind her cheering her on. We do not stand where we are alone. Because the strength of this verse is not actually the first part of the sentence, though it might be the push behind an athlete's mantra, right? It says, I can do this. Now, I think in our culture, we actually have inflated the I a lot bigger than it needs to be. Because lots of times, I can't do this. I can't do all the things. We can do the things. We do the things together. It's that second half that helps me a lot. It is Christ who gives the strength. It is Christ who gives the stamina, the confidence. Heck, it's Christ who gives me the strength to do one of the things, not all of the things. I have limits. Christ does not. When I repeat this verse to myself before doing something hard, not facing prison or, you know, jumping off a literal cliff, but something hard, like that, you know, impossible next load of laundry. Oh, gross. Or not losing my absolute crap with my 5-year-old who's throwing a tantrum in the middle of Target. Because that's where I live these days. Or something more extraordinary and less every day. Because we stand in front of those two, don't we? Terrible diagnosis, a crushing setback, the loss of a friend. For hurts big and small, for struggles athletic or otherwise, even if the struggle is just getting the motivation to move from the bed to the couch, which some days for those of us who struggle with mental health, that's not small. Okay. Here is a balm from Paul's very own pen. And it comes, I use this as a ritual and a breathing practice. I invite you to do this with me. We're going to breathe in and say, I can do all things. And breathe out, saying, through Christ who gives me strength. You ready? Breathe in, I can do all things. Breathe out, through Christ who gives me strength. Now, let's do that again. Breathe in. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The intake of air says with confidence what our sigh will assure. I can do things. But it's only with releasing my control and my trust that Christ has already done for me all that is required. Christ, who is beyond me, beyond my human endeavors, beyond my feeble attempts, and all my small steps are matched with Christ's great love. Well, that can do the things. Amen.